Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
John, I like to joke with you that you're pushing 50.
Yes.
But that reality is right around the corner.
Well, it's around the corner, but I'm really pushing 49. The January is a heavy birthday month in the Jansen household. The four oldest are in January. Teddy's in September. Lisa's in May. I'm also in January. And I share my birthday with Lucy, my oldest.
Oh, she that's
was,
cool.
Yeah, she was born on the 28th, which is my birthday. But that's beside the point. The point is, as I enter that year of 49, which I will be in for the next calendar year, how many people set landmarks or set goals? Because, and I kind of always had this, each decade of your life, when you get a chance to look back a little bit, is always defined by something. In my 20s, it was all about football. In 30s, it was all about, before the kids were born. In my 40s, it was a huge transition in life and taking on this job and Lisa and Teddy and the different things that has brought to my life. And now I'm entering my 50s. So I always kind of set a goal whenever I am having one of these decades turn over. And when I turned 40, my goal was to get back to what I weighed when I graduated high school. I made it. I was at 240. It didn't last long because the 40s were there was a lot of transition, as I talked about, and was eventually back up to my playing weight of 320. So when I am now approaching 50, I've got a year to be able to set some of those goals and reach those goals before I turn 50. And I'm a couple of questions. One, I'm curious for those that have had the same mindset when you're 29 turning 30 or you're 39 turning 40. Heather, I know that you recently went through this.
Thanks 29 for reminding
to 30.
Me.
29
yep,
to 30.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are some of the goals that you set that you wanted to accomplish before you turned 30, before you turned 40, or for those of us that are more experienced, 50, 60, or 70? Or 80. I mean, if we got anybody that's up there, I would love to hear from you. What are some of the things that you wanted to accomplish in life before you hit that landmark and turn to the next decade of what your life has to hold?
Let us know, but also let John know.
Yeah.
What are things he needs to do in the next year before he turns 50 and turns the page to a new chapter?
What should I accomplish? What should I set out to do before I turn 50?
I know something you should do, quite serious, because I don't think you've done it yet, John. A colonoscopy.
Yes, I have not
done
that
yet. Put that on your list and get it done before you turn 50.
Yes, you're right. I should do that.
I am right.
I will do that.
You better
do
it.
Yes, I will do that.
I was thinking you were going to say, like, swim with dolphins, but that is also important.
I was going to say, this is a serious one.
No, it is. It's important. Everybody knows
it is.
The history with Jamie Samuelson, obviously, too.
Yes.
There's no excuse not to take care of your health.
Yes, and the irony of the chair that I'm sitting in,
right,
and that I haven't done it yet, because it used to be insurance was covered after 50. Now it's bumped up to 45.
45, I think.
Yeah. You're 100% right.
I know life gets busy and it's something you don't really want to do, right? And it's hard to schedule and figure out the time to do it. Do it. Get it in the schedule and plan for it.
You know what? And my wife is always not on me. She is reminding me that I do need to continue up with the yearly physicals.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that for a couple of years. So I should I should make that. You know what? I will write that down, that you are 100% right. Physical and colonoscopy.
248-539-9797.
Now, the fun stuff. Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yes, now that that is out of the way, it needed to be said.
Have you ever been skydiving?
No.
Do you want to?
I do. And so Lucy has always wanted to go skydiving. And it was, and I can't remember what some of the rules were, like, okay, you can't do it until you're 18. So she's obviously been 18. She's going to turn 19 on my birthday. I'll turn 49. But I would have to do that under the cover of darkness, because I've talked about this with Lucy, and some of those conversations were had before I met Lisa, and Lisa is a hard no.
Well, and you've got a lot of kids. I get it.
Yes,
and
yes. And I'm,
and a
I'm
wife. At,
yes, yes. Yes. So, and on this one, I am going to, at this moment, side with my lovely wife.
Have you gone skydiving?
Yes. Yeah.
Better or worse than bungee jumping? Have you done
that? Oh, I've done that too. It's way better than that. I did not enjoy the bungee jumping because I didn't love
you get whipped around a little bit.
You do. Yeah. It hurt my back.
So the question I have about the whole skydiving thing is, because you have to do it as a tandem, right?
Yes,
somebody's
for
strapped
sure.
to you.
Yes.
I'm just not sure I want somebody strapped to me. Like,
well, then
yes,
you do.
Yes, yes.
Because they're going to save your ass
you
if
do.
You.
Okay, yes. So the safety aspect of it, I get it. But, like, do I really want to carry around somebody on my back?
Well, I was thinking about it based on your size, that the person that's going to be jumping with you is going to just literally look like a backpack.
You know, it's going to be like a jockey.
Yeah, that's what it's going to look like. Yeah. I really think you should do it, though, sometime in your life.
Sometime in my life,
especially because you want to. If you don't want to, then...
Well, sure, if you don't want to, but I would still say you should.
Yeah. You're not terrified of heights? Or just as you don't think of it when you're up there.
No, I am. And the older I get, the more scared of those things I get. Yeah. I did those things a long time ago. And now I would be like, I don't know. But it's totally worth it.
Do you have any destinations, places you haven't traveled that you want to see? I know you still have time to do this, but I know as people get older, you don't have those opportunities.
Well, so there's one place that I've been. And actually, Cookies, you and I have been there together. But I've never been there with my wife. That's Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
And so every time we've gone, since I met my wife, and even before the pandemic, we had plans to go see George Strait in Vegas. And then the pandemic hit, and everything went to hell. And since then, obviously, Teddy has arrived. And so we just haven't taken the time to go out there together. But that is one trip that I would love to make with Lisa. Because when we've gone, and I've always told her, I'm not going to the Strip until we get a chance to go together. Because she grew up in Southern California. Going to Vegas to her was nothing. Like us going up north, yeah. Right? And so she is, and her family is very in tune with everything that goes in and on and around Vegas. This year, that is one thing I would like to do before I turn 50, is go to Vegas with my wife.
And see the strip.
So we always go and we stay at the D.
Yeah, yeah, we're in Fremont Street.
And it's a lot of fun.
Which
and
is
it's
quite
it's
an experience.
Unbelievably entertaining. But I have always reserved.
You've never been to the Strip?
The other side of town. I've never been to the Strip, and I told Lisa I'm not going there until we get a chance to go together.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. What does John need to do before he turns 50? And what were some of your personal kind of checkpoints before you turn 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 even, 248-539-9797. Texter says, John, you need to focus on your health. 50 is when those issues start really popping up. One says, do Cologuard. Poop in a box, John. Get it over with.
Hey, yes. That's one option.
To start.
Yes. Wonder if we could get, Justin, to make a song about that.
Timberlake?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got the other one in the box.
Yes. Yes.
Ronald in Detroit says, get that man some Red Lobster biscuits before he turns 50. Have you never had the Red Lobster?
Oh, I've had Red Lobster biscuits, yeah.
Okay, just to something you have to experience in your life.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a Red Lobster that was, I think it was on Carpenter Street, just outside Ann Arbor. I've been to, but I don't know if it's there anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I know that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
My advice for you would be, is very broad, but spontaneity. You're on the other side of time now.
It'll be a little bit more spontaneous?
Yeah, just sometimes... Let the thought go, as long as it's a something not reckless or something like that, you know, and experience it. That's kind of what I decided to do.
John needs to visit Bronner's in Frankenmuth before he turns 50. Signed, Stephen Potoski. I think he's mixing up hosts.
Yes. No, maybe I think before I turn 40,
I think I'll get to Bronner's. I think that'll be the goal.
We need to have a show road trip and take cookies to Bronner's.
Yeah, before I turn 50.
From Bronner's live.
Yes. I think I hear a sponsorship.
Oh, there you go. They've gotten enough love from us. Yeah. All right, I want to be accurate. John, you are pushing 49.
Yes, I'll be 49 at the end of this month.
But then you'll be pushing 50.
Yes.
And you have asked people about things you need to do before you turn 50. And more generally, if you have things like benchmarks for your own life, things that you wanted to accomplish before a certain age, go ahead and pass them along. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Matt in Roseville. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. All right, John, you need your pen, your piece of paper. You need to write this down.
All right.
Before you turn 50. You need to watch the Lions play in and hopefully win their first Super Bowl.
Yes, that is hopefully February 9. That I'll be able to check that box because I will be 49 at that time, and I can cruise into my 50s with that experience. I agree with you. I don't want to be there.
In all seriousness, I mean, Vegas is great. Have you guys done Nashville? Nashville is the East Vegas, and it's a blast.
You know what? Last summer, Ellie had a softball tournament down just outside of Nashville. Absolutely loved it. And that's why I was hoping for Michigan's bowl game this year. Instead of going down to Florida, we were actually going to get the Nashville game and that was the one that Lisa would have gone with me to. But I agree with you. I want to go down. I want to hit Nashville with her as well.
Yeah, I hit it for the first time last year with my wife for her 40th, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. And we just drove on the outskirts of it, but everything around there just seemed like it was awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Happy early birthday, and go Lions.
Thanks, Matt. Yep, go Lions.
Great music scene, too. Well, the country is everybody thinks, but even beyond that, I think they've just generally got live music all over the place if you go to Nashville.
I mean, trust me, it was – going down to Tennessee was awesome.
Adam on a cell. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, boys? Happy Lions week.
Yes.
Just wanted to say my goal was – you know, before 50, actually before 40, was to go back to school and get my bachelor's degree so I could teach. Went back, got it done in 2.5 years, got my bachelor's degree, and now I'm a teacher and go Genesee Wolves. With that saying, sir, Mr. John, you're about to be 50. I think you need to write this down. Your biggest, I think, goal is just to sleep through the night where you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and take a pee.
Sometimes proper hydration is a part of the issue, but I currently don't have that issue on a regular basis. Every once in a while, I do have to get up.
Well, I wanted to put that out there. And a big win for the Lions, 42-17. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
Calling your
love
shot.
Love you guys, man. Love listening to you in the morning. My kids, we listen to you at school sometimes, you know, when we're just, you know, preparing a little bit. We'll turn you on. So just wanted to tell you, love you guys. I love what you do, and have a great day.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. Yeah,
thanks, Adam.
Acing the teacher exam there. Listen to the 97.1 first hour.
That's the way it's done.
Get you warmed up.
A few more ticket texters. This one says, since John's into the outdoors, has he considered going safari hunting? Outside your comfort zone?
No, it's not outside my comfort zone. It would be cool. There are just places here in the U.S. that I want to see and places I want to go hunting here in the lower 48, Alaska. I'd put that in there before I would go, you know, somewhere like that.
Texter says, John, if you want to lose 10 pounds, you should really get that colonoscopy. Brad and Wixom.
There you go.
Yes. I'm not back to my high school weight, but I'm pretty close. I'll make that a goal again.
John, I wouldn't recommend this one, but this guy says, I'm a few years behind you, John, and I'm planning on going running with the bulls for my 50th birthday.
Now, again, that is something that I've kind of always wanted to do.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No. Because
you die there, right? They get gored?
Sure. You could die skydiving.
Yeah, but the likelihood of that is very rare.
Well, I don't have to be the fastest or the most elusive. I just have to be faster and more elusive than whoever's standing next to me.
And the slowest
guy. Lisa would be okay with that, but not skydiving?
Oh, no. There's no, 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 no.
She's not okay with
any of that. No, 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 no. Trust me, that one, that would probably be, I mean, skydiving is a hard no. That would be a, are you that dumb? Yeah, okay. That would be the comment.
What about a marathon? This guy says that his wife is slightly older than him. She wanted to run a marathon before she turned 30, and they decided to have kids. So they took the plunge together and said it was actually a lot of fun. Says you can pick them. They could be themed, Disney, rock and roll, international, whatever you want. Would you run a marathon?
I've done a half marathon. And no, I don't really have a desire, because I do like to run right now. And I was actually doing that math in my head the other day, which I have no idea why. And trying to figure out how long it would take for me if I held a certain pace to run a marathon. And while it would be nice to say that you've done that, I think it's a great physical challenge. And I do like physical challenges. I guess I'm at the point of my life where there's more things that I want to do with my wife than I do by myself. Mm. And that one is okay for the race. It's one day, but it's the training that it would take to lead up to it that would just take way too much time away from, and there's so limited time right now that I don't want to take any more time away from Lisa. And sure.
They're going to be things you both want to do together.
Yeah. And even, you know, even as I'm workshopping this, and I start thinking about things I want to do this year, just on a general basis. With the five kids, I want to prioritize more time. I prioritize a lot of time with the kids. Before I turn 50, I want it to be a habit where I prioritize and spend, you know, whether it's one night a week or it's, you know, once every other week, of it's just Lisa and I. And I mean, I know it to some it may sound corny, but it, because our life is so busy, I want to spend more time with just her doing things that we enjoy doing together.
It's admirable. I mean, Heather, you talked about one of your resolutions.
I get that. Yes, yeah. Was to date my husband more. Like yeah. That's I yes, right. I want.
Yeah, I did.
Hang out with him more often.
I know. Every time we leave the house, which is it seems to be like once every 6 months right now. As soon as we pull out of the driveway, we kind of give each other a high five, like, you know, we should do this more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I agree. And that's going to be a hefty point of emphasis.
John needs to beat Heather in the picks before he turns 50.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen this year, but the next year.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
All right. Yeah, that's what I said last year, because I was a champ last year. Good luck.
See if she can repeat it. Try a swingers cruise, signed Kelsey. Okay. No, that's in bad taste. That one's in bad taste. I think Tom wrote that one. We'll get some phone calls after the...
That's certainly from Kelsey.